Back here at Husker Radio, Jack McGonigal with a special guest, a face that will be at the North Platte Community Playhouse tonight. It is Greg Hahn, a favorite on the nationally syndicated Bob and Tom radio show. First and foremost, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm all fired up. North Platte, come on. I got to get a house there. Who wants to be my neighbor? You're invited over to my house. Naked ping pong at my house. Jello shots and duct tape. Cupcakes and cage fighting. Come on over. I'm ready for the party. Fired up. I got a nap in.
And at least you got that nap in before the show. So, Greg, you've appeared on some big-time networks, big-time shows, Conan O'Brien, Comedy Central, some of the major networks, CBS, ABC, Fox. What was it like, you know, working with Conan and on Comedy Central?
That was all fine. It was great. It was a good start. But the thing that put me over the top, that really got my career going and helped me buy a house, was when I got big in your line of work, when I got known in radio, the Bob and Tom radio show, shows like this one. Radio did it for me more than TV. Maybe I'll still do a ton more TV, you know? But like 4 years from now, I'll be in my prime. But radio is the thing for me, man. Radio totally changed my career. You know, you go from making like normal nothing, you know, artist pay, as they say, or like low wage, to you show up. I remember the first time I did Bob and Tom, I showed up at a gig the next week, and I couldn't find a parking spot. And I thought maybe Ted Nugent was in town or something, but it was people to see me. So, yeah, it was amazing. Radio was amazing.
And then what or where did that transition become? How long ago did that transition from, you know, being radio strictly to television and specifically comedy television?
Well, let's see. 20 years ago, I started the radio going bananas, you know, and I still do. I still get little spots on TV. You know, I did a million of those Byron Allen shows, comics. What's that called? Comics Unwatchable. What's it called? It was a fun show. Comics Unleashed. You know, I did Star Search and other shows. I think I did something. But anyways, but the radio, man, took over, I'd say, like maybe close to 20 years ago. So I've had 20 years of, you know, fun on the road, a real career. With radio, baby.
That's right. And so what is a kind of style or what can fans expect to see from you that attend tonight's show?
Well, people that have seen me before or that know what I do, we're going to go all out, full blast, completely bananas. Very fired up for the show. I don't think I've been in North Platte for a long time. Maybe someone will correct me and say I was there 4 weeks ago, but I don't remember it. So to me, man, it's going to be, I mean, I'm ready to go. I know there are good people up there. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff. People have never seen me before. Like about 3 minutes in, they're going to be like, "What is he doing?" And then, when's he going to stop this? And then about 10 minutes in, they're going to think, "I guess this is what it is." You know, I just keep going, man. If they get one out of six of the jokes, they're doing good. But it's designed for, you know, it's quick. It's a lot of punchlines. It's a lot of immediate nonsense that never stops. It's to help you forget whatever's bugging you and for us all to have a good time. And that's the kind of comedy that I would want to see if I was seeing a show. So I designed it that. You know what it is? It's like a recreation of a party, and you like everybody that you see, and you've had like three beers. Or if you don't drink, you've had like four ginger ale.
That's one way to put it for sure. Again, right. Just a reminder, fans can get tickets for Greg Hahn at madhattersshow.com. Greg, another question. What is your favorite thing about being in your line of work, your career field?
It beats working. You know, everybody out there that sees me tonight is going to have probably a more important job than I have as far as actually rescuing people, saving people. You know, a lot of jobs are life or death. You got nurses, you got truck drivers to get our supplies to all the stores and the hospitals. Most people have a very important job compared to stand-up comedy. So, but it's my pleasure to make them all laugh. But get a load of this. People are afraid of stand-up. It's like, oh, my goodness. You know, so there's really no responsibility. If I stink, people look at each other and go, "He was unwatchable. Want to get some ice cream?" Like, it doesn't matter. But if you can't drive your truck, you fly off a cliff, or whatever, nurse, doctor, firefighter, police officer, most people have more important jobs than me, and I don't even know if this answered the question.
That's yeah, I think it does. I mean, hey, I mean, you kind of probably have a dream you had and, you know, you stayed with it and here you are doing comedy shows every night. That's awesome. Well, Greg, we appreciate your time for taking to talk with us before your show tonight. And again, fans can get tickets at madhattershows.com. And Greg, what's one thing you would say to the fans who are going to be in attendance tonight, just as a little preview?
I just can't wait to see you. We're going to party, and I can't wait to see you. Come on out. I'm going to run. After the show, we're going out. You know what I mean? We're going to go out. We're going to go out.
All right. Sounds good.
After the show, after your show, I don't have a show until the next day. So I got it made. Let's go.
That's right. All right, Greg. I appreciate your time so much, and we wish you best of luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Jack. I'll see you there. You're a madman. I'll see you at the show, maybe. Or maybe not. Whatever. Let's go.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody.
And that was Greg Hahn, as he's a part of the Bob and Tom Radio Show, and he's got a comedy show in North Platte here tonight at 8 o'clock, the North Platte Community Playhouse. Be sure to get your tickets online at madhattershow.com, and if you've been listening to this interview, you can already tell Greg is going to be one heck of a treat tonight. Definitely worth your time on a Friday night. Thank you all.